The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tonight's region semifinal round carries with it a bountiful spoil for the victor and 9 months of heartache for the loser until the next season rolls around. Coming out on top tonight provides a crack at Wednesday night's region championship and guarantees a sectional berth. Coming out on the bottom offers nothing more than a long, lonely ride home. Matt Walker and his 23-4 Lady Dogs have made an hour and a half westward commute along Highway 52 to Cross Plains, Tennessee, where they'll have a 32-minute fight for their lives against Brent Smith and the 19-8 Pickett County Lady Bobcats. This is the third time around this season for these storied programs, but this time it's for keeps.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Park, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street, Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc., and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal. Serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our fourth broadcast of the Lady Dog postseason. We're on the road again tonight, and for the first time ever on the Horizon Sports Network, we're broadcasting from the gym here at East Robertson High School. Called a football game over here before, but never in this gym. It is the home of the Region 4A tournament. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll call the game tonight. Soon I'll be joined by the winner of 14 region semi games himself, former head coach Joe Sims. With me now is our keeper of stats and distributor of knowledge, Thomas Weaver.
Thank you for that kind introduction. As always, Daniel, it's good to be here on the road. And, you know, it's a pretty long trip, but I hope we get to make it multiple times this week. We got a couple of district rematches ahead to get there, including this one tonight between the Clay County and Piggott County girls, which is going to be what you like to term, Daniel, another dandy.
Oh, it's going to be, no doubt. Head coach Brent Smith, as good as there is around. This is a young Lady Bobcat team, but a hungry one. So Coach Walker and the Lady Dogs definitely favorites in it. They've already swept them in regular season play. Going to be a tough game tonight.
Looking forward to this one. Of course, we wouldn't be here sitting in this media platform here at East Robertson overlooking this parquet-type floor. I like this little gym, Daniel.
It's pretty nice. Yeah. Good size gym. I never have been in it. I know you have over the years for different things, but I'm impressed.
I am, too. We wouldn't be sitting here looking at it without our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank them enough for allowing us to be here tonight and all season long since we started this thing up. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper. We put one to bed tonight, and they'll be out in racks tomorrow, so we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game and much more. Up next, as we do in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about what's going to be in the paper about the Lady Dogs region opening win in our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment. The story in the paper this week talked about how the Lady Dogs waltzed into the Region 4A semifinals here tonight with a 76-25 domination of Merrill Hyde in Friday night's region opener, where Hallie Buford and Briley Burchett led 9 Clay County players in the scoring column. The Lady Hawks struggled to keep up with the Lady Dogs' fast pace as Buford scored 11, Abby Head 7, Burchett 6, all in the first quarter, where Clay County posted 29 points to lead by 21 heading into the second stanza. There they ballooned their lead to 50-13 before reserves played all but 2 minutes of the second half to account for the final margin. Burchett also hit a milestone in that contest as she scored her 1,000th career point, a mark she has reached in only her third season as a Lady Dog. Buford led the way with 15, Burchett at 14, Head 9, Cherokee Upton 9, Zoe Hayes 8, Isabella Hill 7, Madison Hayes 5, Lacey Wicks 5, and Eliza Jenkins had 4. Daniel, no contest in that one.
No, it was solid. And one little comment there, I mentioned Bradley Burchett in that 1,000-point mark, consistency. You know, that's what I'm talking about with her. Each year she scored a little over 300, and she's going to get hers night in, night out. A very consistent player.
We're going to need that tonight, folks. Get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game in next week's Horizon and pick up a copy of this week's for coverage of those big district tournament championship wins. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Piggy County here at East Robertson on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show. Time for the Budget Pest Control Girls Region 4A update. Going to go ahead and take a look at several games that are going on in the east part of the state tonight. 16 contests that are taking place. Actually, I apologize, 8 contests that are happening in the east. There's a field of 32 tonight, and Class A girls basketball going to get cut down to 16. So games that are happening in the eastern part of the state, North Green taking on UNACA, Hampton playing Cloudland, Oneida playing Greenback, Harriman playing Coalfield, and then you get into the leg of the bracket that Clay County will be seeing a sub-state team from, hopefully, Copper Basin and Van Buren playing tonight, and Whipple and Sail Creek playing tonight, and then the Region 4 portion. Clay County set to play Piggott County here at East Robertson High School, about to take place. And the other one coming up after this, Gordonsville and Red Bull in Springs. Coach, you know, we've been here a lot of times before. It's such a huge night tonight. Looking at the rest of the state, at least on the east, I don't see anything too scary out there. Could be a great year to advance if we're able to do it.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think any of the, well, Van Buren, Whipple, you know, that area is usually not as strong as theirs. So sometimes East Tennessee has some good teams, but I don't really think there's anybody up there that is as good as us. Now, they can beat us on a given night, I'm sure. Which there's already been a couple of the semifinal games in West Tennessee. I think Dresden beat Greenfield and who the other one was? Dresden? No, I don't know. But anyway, there's already been 2 games over there. So McKenzie hadn't played yet. They played tonight. They're the number 1 team in the state, but yeah, I think it's as open this year as it's ever been. You know, I just don't see anybody that's that great. You know, Gleason beat us, but they're knocked out now, so we don't have to worry about them.
Oh, they're done? Yeah, okay. I didn't realize that's huge.
That's who Dresden beat the other night was Gleason.
So McKenzie's the only other regular season ranked AP team. Of course, we didn't play them. I guess they're still left alive. So if Clay County can get through this one tonight, it would guarantee them a crack at either Copper Basin, Van Buren, Whipple, or Sail Creek in a sectional contest. That has been the Region 4A Girls Update, brought to you by Budget Pest Control, Nighty Night Termite. We'll go ahead at this time to make sure we don't rush ourselves, and we get it in about 2:25 and ticking before they play the national anthem here. So we're going to transition into Tipsy's final take, the last word before tip-off, brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous elephant got for us before this big region semifinal game?
Well, Daniel, when I went by Ollie's today, you know, Tipsy said tonight it's all about this Lady Dog team playing their best with their backs against the wall, you know. There's a lot of pressure in this one. Elimination game against a team you've already beaten twice. So controlling that mental part, to me, is kind of going to be key. There's no doubt, position for position, that Clay County is the better team, and they can beat Piggott County. But as we've seen, anything can happen in a do-or-die game. Coach Sims, I know you'll break down the X's and O's for us, but the Lady Dogs are going to have to take it that postseason mentality to another level, don't you think?
I sure do. I used to tell my teams, you know, postseason, you may think you've been playing really good, but, you know, you got to step it up a notch, and, you know, your intensity's got to be higher, and, you know, you got to maintain it for a whole game. And you know, I still say, you know, we got a better team than Pickett. We just got to play and show it, you know. Yeah, they're definitely capable of beating us, but I think we're better than them.
They already have, they took those last couple minutes off of the clock and are fixing to do the national anthem here. So, Tipsy's final take, and I have to cut it a little short. It was sponsored by Molly's Place. Root for Tipsy, standing tall in downtown Salina, and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Each time you travel somewhere, you have to learn the time and pregame, and they are going to go ahead and play the national anthem. So we'll be right back.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing, heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Time now for the State Farm Girls starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. The visiting team tonight, the Pickett County Lady Bobcats. They are dressed in their black travel jerseys, yellow numerals on them, trimmed in white. Their head coach, Brent Smith, 27th season overall, 15th year leading the Lady Bobcats. They have a 19-8 record on the season. They are the number 3 seed out of District 7A. Starting for Pickett County, a senior, number 34, Shayla Wood. Sophomore, number 13, Ella Kate Kiesling. Freshman, number 44, Kelly Reeder. Sophomore, number 12, Abby Amanep. And a freshman, number 33, Emmy Lowe. The home team tonight on the scoreboard, the Clay County Lady Bulldogs, District 7A champions. Tonight they wear their home white jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Their head coach, Matt Walker, 6th season overall, 127 wins to 60 losses. A strong 23-4 record on this year. They are the number 1 seed out of District 7A, starting for Clay County. A sophomore, number 21, Hallie Buford. Junior, number 23, Bradley Burchett. Junior, number 10, Abby Head. Senior, number 5, Eliza Jenkins. And a senior, number 30, Zoe Hayes. This has been the State Farm Girls starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like your good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. These two teams fixing to get it on. Clay County swept them this season already. In regular season play, 50-43 and 64-47, third time around, and it's for keeps. Reeder and Buford going to step into the circle to get this thing underway, and it's time for Region 4A semifinal action here from East Robinson High School. Buford controls the tip. Zoe Hayes with it out of the top of the key. Clay County working as a hoop to our left during this first half of play. Coach Walker up, sending in the set play. Hayes starts to execute, kicks to Buford left wing. Hallie with it, now head in the corner, inside to Jenkins, pass taken away by Shagel Wood, the senior with a full head of steam into the front court, dishes off to Kiesling, she can't hang on, steps on the baseline, Clay County taking back over.
We got lucky there, they had a 2-on-1, they didn't take advantage of it.
7:36 mark of this first quarter, 0-0.
I was really curious as to what he would come out and play, but he's just in a 2-3.
Hayes out top, swings to Buford left wing. Now back to Zoe outside, head at right corner. Back out top to Zoe. She thought about a three. And if we swing that ball against that 2-3, we could create separation for a triple if we choose to shoot one. Head right wing. Now Hayes out top. Baseline Jenkins in left corner. Back to Zoe. Clay County playing slow here. Now Buford inside. Shot blocked by Kelly Reeder. Picked up Aminette. She passes out to Emmy Lowe. Lowe into the front court. Goes one-on-one against Hayes. Gets to the hoop. Shot's no good. Ball goes out of bounds off the fingertips of a lady dog. So Pekin County, with their first set possession here, they'll inbound from their own baseline off their right. They're working into Reeder. Now Emmy Lowe in right corner. Swings it back out to Aminette. Emmy Lowe going to reset. Looks over to 27-year veteran head coach Brent Smith. Gets the play. Low inside. Lay up. Good. 2-0. 6:35 and ticking. First quarter. Hayes quickly into the front court to Burchett. Burchett in the paint. Her shot up and good. 2-2. Not an easy make for Riley. 6:25 mark. Tied up at 2. Low into the front court. She answers. 4-2. Emmy Lowe with another bucket. Zoe Hayes playing just as quickly. Passes to Burchett. Riley in the paint. Layup no good. For the second time tonight, Burchett goes to the floor, but no whistles blow. Pickett going to take back over. Burchett appears a little shaken up after being down to the floor that time.
Yeah.
Of Melvin Scarlett Court here at East Robinson High School. Pickett with a two-point lead, 4-2. 6-minute mark, first quarter. Emmy Lowe out top. Swings Aminette at right wing. Back to Lowe.
Well, we've went to zone now. 2-3.
Reeder in the corner. Cross court to Aminette. Back to Lowe at left wing. She drives inside. Kicks out to Keesland. Three-pointer. No good. Foul called on the floor. And it's called against Clay County. Riley Burchett, I believe.
Yeah, that's what he called.
Burchett getting tangled up with Reeder down low, so we do not need to get Riley with that second personal early in this one. She already has one. Foul was on the floor. Semi low to inbound from the baseline beneath the Lady Bobcat hoop. Works into Aminette. Now Wood, right wing. Back to Aminette. She fires a three. Top of the key. No good. Rebound Buford. Now Jenkins on that left pass. Eliza going to walk in across the timeline. Give off to Zoe Hayes. 5.5 minute mark. First quarter. Pickett County 4. Clay County 2. Buford, right wing. Now Hayes. Inside to Jenkins, shot up, no good. Abby Aminette called for the foul, so Jenkins is going to go to the line to shoot two. First personal for Aminette and the first team foul against Pickett. Either team with one now. Free throws away by Jenkins and good, making it a one-point ball game, 4-3 in favor of Lady Bobcats.
And both teams just kind of feeling each other out so far in this one. Like Coach said, both going to a zone and really slowing this first quarter down, there's the coach.
Second free throw no good by Eliza. Rebound Pickett County. Wood with it. Kicks off the low. Low out top. Drives the left side of the lane. Gets into the paint and scores. Point blank range. Jump shot good. 5 minute mark, first quarter. Pickett County 6. Clay County 3. Coach Walker up. Coach Smith sitting right now. Head with it out top. Gives to Buford. Now Hayes. Zoe inside to Jenkins. Jenkins goes baseline reverse layup. Good. Eliza's making that a signature play. We saw her do it the other night in the region quarterfinal.
Yeah, Pickett County going man right there, and Jenkins getting the baseline on Aminette. Nice job by the senior.
Good defense by Clay County forces an errant pass by the Lady Bobcats, and we have a turnover giving the ball back to Clay County. Bella Ashlock checks in. Eliza Jenkins checks out. 6-5. Pickett County with the one-point lead, 4:35 and ticking first quarter. Clay County coach with a chance to take a lead here.
Yeah, Pickett's went back to the zone.
Foul on the floor call, 3 seconds against Riley Burchett. These officials, for whatever reason, keeping a close eye on Burchett. Fortunately, that's just a 3 second call, though, and not a foul.
We need to keep Lowe out of the paint. She just scorched us for the 2 or 3 shots that they hit.
Of course, that's something we're going to have to do, adapt to these officials. First time this year we've seen any of them. So the ladies are going to have to learn how they're going to call it tonight. Foul on Zoe Hayes. She was over the back of Shyla Wood. Shayla, rather, not Shyla. Foul was on the floor.
That was a post player Reader stepping out to take that three-pointer attempt, Daniel. Didn't have much luck with it, as does Allie Aminette.
Aminette misfires on her triple from the left corner. Rebound Buford, passes ahead to Burchett. Bradley's thinking about a three of her own. Tries to pass to Hayes, pass stolen. Amy Lowe, one-on-one. Hayes against Lowe. And Lowe comes away with the bucket from left block. 8-5 early. 3:45 and ticking. First quarter, Pickett County playing very crisply right now. They look as good as we've seen them all year.
Now, Amy Lowe scored 21 in the first matchup of the regular season. She's already got 8 here in the first quarter, all of them for Pickett County.
A wicked pace. Head with it for Clay County. Running layup's good. Nice answer by the junior. 8-7, back to a one-point game. This one just going to be back and forth all night long. You get that feeling early. Both teams fighting for a chance to go to Wednesday night's region title game and a guaranteed sub-state berth if they can win tonight. If you lose tonight, it's all done. 9 months of sitting at the house thinking what could have been. Great defense, Thomas, described it there.
Aminette bobbled the ball just a little bit. Head goes to the floor, gets her hand in there for the tie-up. Daniel, what about this atmosphere? Clay County has traveled well, and from where we're sitting, they're loud.
Certainly so. We're across the gym from them. We hear every one of those black, purple, and gold voices hollering. Pickett County with the ball. They had the possession arrow in their favor. Emmy Lowe with it out top. Drives inside, throws it away. Another turnover created by the good Clay County defense. So another opportunity for the Lady Dogs to take back over in this one. 2:48 mark. First quarter as they inbound it. 8-7. Pickett with a one-point lead. So this 2-3 really minimizing Burchett's opportunities down low, coach. Is that the idea here behind this?
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Abby Head fires a triple left wing. Misses everything. Goes out of bounds. Abby, a good shooter from out there. But she did not find her mark on that one. Timeout taken, 30-second variety. 2:30 left in this first quarter. It's Pickett County 8, Clay County 7.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live from East Robertson High School, Pickett County with a one-point lead, 8-7, 2:25 ticking in this first quarter, and they have the basketball. Emmy Lowe out top with it, swings to Keesley, now inside from an inch, stolen by Burchett. Burchett to Ashlock, Ashlock to Jenkins, Eliza across the timeline, sets up at the top of the key. She'll run the point right now with Hayes off the floor. Eliza still with it, swings to Buford left wing, baseline to Burchett, back out top to Eliza. She swings to Head, fires a three-pointer out wing, ooh, almost went in. Bella Ashlock fighting for the rebound, can't get it, ball goes out of bounds. Pickett takes back over. Good-looking shot by Abby.
Yeah, we got a good look out there, just rimmed out. Maybe they'll start falling in a minute.
Pickett back with it here. Minute 50 and ticking, opening frame. Pickett trying to build on this one-point lead that they have, 8-7 over Clay County. Emmy Lowe out top. Even though she's a freshman, already a first-team All-District 7A player. Lowe with it inside. Kicks out to Reader. Whistles blow. 3 seconds, 5 second call, what was it?
Must have been 3 seconds, I guess.
Pickett County turns it over, we know that. I think maybe Reader for the 3 second call. So with a minute 20 left in this first, Clay County back with the basketball on the floor for the Lady Dogs. Hallie Buford, Abby Head, Bella Ashlong, Bradley Burchett, and Eliza Jenkins. Head with it out top. Clay County knowing they need points here, want a quality possession. Burchett in the corner, cross court to Jenkins, Eliza drives. gets baseline, dishes off to Ashlock, shot up in the paint, no good. Buford with a great rebound, kicks out to Mercy. She's at the hoop and scores. Bay County back in front, 9-8. 50 seconds left in this opening quarter. Low with it, kicks the wood, she travels. The Clay County fans love it. You're right, Thomas, a great atmosphere. Clay County turned out in droves tonight, really aiding and abetting the players on the floor so far.
No doubt, and momentum all of Clay County right here as we close in on the final minute of this first quarter, even though they've just got a one-point lead. It's 9-8, 30 seconds and ticking, Daniel, and Abby Head's going to hold it for the last shot.
Coach Walker up, telling him what he wants to see over this last 25 seconds. Jenkins sets it right wing, Buford at left wing. Bella Ashlock sets at the free throw line, and Briley Burchett over on right block on the baseline. Abby Head still with the ball out top. 15 seconds now. Down to 10. Head starts the direct traffic, works to the left, back to the right. 5 seconds, 4, 3, 2. Buford three-pointed, the buzzer no good. Burchett going to be fouled.
Oh, good.
I thought it was after the buzzer, but they're going to call the foul.
That's all right.
He's on the floor.
Burchett going to go to the – oh, he pointed at the floor, didn't he?
Well, maybe
okay,
not.
Burchett in the line to shoot two. So, Bradley Burchett, a couple of untimed free throws here. The Piggott County fans hate it. 9-8 the score. Burchett fires on the first. Good. Thomas, these got to be tough ones. Your team's over at the bench. I'm going to start shooting for a technical foul free throw or something. She
yeah,
knocks
it is,
down the first. Second one.
Calm and cool. Misses the second one, though, Daniel.
We're going to go to break here. The first quarter has ended with that Bradley Burchett free throw. Clay County with a two-point lead, 10-8 after one.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County with the basketball to open up this second quarter. They also have a two-point lead, 10-8. Hayes with it out top, inside to Burchett at the free throw line, kicks to Buford, three-pointer right wing, yeah! 13-8, a two-possession lead now. Emmy Lowe with it, gives to Keesland, she fires a three, in and out, no good, rebound, Zoe Hayes, Clay County playing fast, Ashlock across the timeline with it, Bella all the way to the rack, dishes off to Burchett,
yeah.
She scores from right block, Clay County on the run, and head coach Rick Smith has seen it up. He's going to stop the bleed just like that. Clay County 15, Piggott County 8. We're going to break, baby. 7:30 mark, second quarter.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
Welcome back to East Robertson High School, where Clay County has jumped out to a 15-8 lead here early in the second quarter, and they've done it with a 10-0 run, Daniel. It started with about 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Hallie Buford burning a three, and Briley Burchett putting in a layup to put Clay County up by seven.
Yeah, it's a lot of momentum right now. That 10-0 run goes back, I don't know, a couple minutes into the first quarter, I guess, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe more.
So Piggott here wanting a bucket. They take over out of this timeout. 7:25 and ticking. Second quarter. Clay County 15, Pickett County 8. Three-pointer. Emmy Lowe, right wing, good. Cannot leave her open. One of the best players in the Upper Cumberland is freshman Emmy Lowe. She knocks down the triple. They have yet to add the points to the scoreboard. It should be 15-11, and there it comes. Foul called on the floor against Lowe as she tried to steal a pass.
Lowe still the only Lady Bobcat on the board tonight. She's got all 11 for Pickett County so far.
Of course, the other talented freshman, Callie Reeder, has had a great season, but we do not see her having big nights against Clay County, and hopefully that continues. Cherokee Upton.
Oh, look at Cherokee!
The senior coming in off the bench with a huge shot. The Clay County bench erupts. 6:45 and ticking, second quarter, and thanks to Cherokee Upton, Clay County back in front by 7, 18-11. Amanette, right wing, low out top, inside to Reeder. She gives back to low at left wing. Low inside, 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebound Ashlock. Bella throws to Buford. Halley gets it to Zoe Hayes, and Clay County back in their own front court trying to extend on this 7-point lead. Hayes, three-pointer, top of the key, little short, goes out of bounds. Zoe about 3 or 4 feet back from the line right there and just misgauged the distance a little. So Pickett taking back over. The momentum for the last half of a quarter of action, all black, purple, and gold. Low with it out top, swings to Amanette, right wing. Now inside to a reserve, that's Tompkins. Back over to the freshman, Kathy Reeder, who knocks down a triple. Or was it a long two? Long two from the right corner. And they say Bella Ashlock carried the basketball.
These guys are making some calls that you don't see ever at night. He's had 2 3-second calls and a carry. You don't see a carry once in season anymore, hardly.
No, not at all. Pickett taking back over after the carry. 5:45 mark, second quarter. Amanette, right wing, low out top, low inside, loses the handle on the ball, and it goes out of bounds. That's the third turnover that Emmy Lowe has made tonight.
Yeah.
And she's a solid player, so it's not just mistakes on her part, Thomas. Good defense by Clay County.
Yeah, they're still in that 2-3 zone, but they're pressuring the ball out of it, Daniel, and doing a pretty good job.
Zoe Hayes out top, swings to Abby Head, back to Hayes. Now Upton, inside to Jenkins. Now Burchett, baseline drive, shot up, no good. Bradley got too far underneath the hoop that time. Emmy Lowe, full head of steam the other way, layup, no good. Rebound Amanette, and a foul going to be called on the floor against Clay County. We'll have to see which lady dog they give it to.
I think they're going to tag Zoe with it.
Hayes picks up the personal. That's Zoe's second. Clay County's third team foul. Pickett on the inbound. Tompkins out top. Drives to the left side of the lane. Running floater, no good. Rebound Reeder. She has it taken away by Burchett. Bradley gives off to Zoe. Zoe across the timeline. 5 minute mark, second quarter. Abby Head in the left corner. Dribbles out. Clay County resets. On the floor for Clay County. Burchett, Head, Zoe Hayes, Jenkins, and Upton. Hayes with it. Now Jenkins to the free throw line. Dishes down low to Burchett. Bradley kicks it out to Upton. Her three-pointer. Yeah. Cherokee Upton in relief off of the bench here in the second quarter. Coach Sims, 2 3-pointers.
Yeah, that's big.
You mentioned her in our last broadcast as somebody who gives us a big spark,
yeah.
And she's doing it. Abby Head takes it away.
Abby.
Her layup at the other end, no good, but she was fouled. And it's going to be Ella Kate Keeslin picking up that foul. Fourth team foul against Pickett. Clay County with three of those. First personal for Keesling, but Abby Head at line to shoot two. First one's away, good.
What about the lift the senior Cherokee Upton's brought to this team, Daniel, coming in midway through this second stanza? She's got Clay County's last six before Head knocks down the 2 free throws.
Playing like a senior who knows if they don't come out on top, this is their last one. And playing good.
Clay County up by double digits, Daniel. 4:15 to go. They're ahead, 23-13.
Head hit that second one. So happy with both of those. And like Thomas said, 23-13. MUO misses the jump shot. Okay. Rebound Ashlock. Beva ahead to Buford. Hands off to Upton. She fires another three. This one a little short. Rebound Emmy Lowe. Lowe ahead to Keesley. She can't hang on. A turnover. And Coach Smith not going to be happy with that. 3:51 mark of this second quarter. Coach Sims a 10-point lead. 23-13.
This is really good. We just need to keep adding to it. If we just show some patience against this zone, we'll get a good look outside. We've been able to get it in, too.
And we don't have to rush here with this 10-point lead.
No.
A turnover. Upton's pass knocked away and stolen by Reeder. She dishes off to Wood. Wood, the senior, driving, gets to the hoop and scores. And it's going to be Bradley Burchett who picks up her second personal. Thomas, a great senior play by Shayla Wood.
Yeah, we talked about it on the way up here, Daniel. Shayla Wood, a great player for Pickett County, but she hasn't really hurt us in these last two contests. 5 or 6 points.
That was a tough shot.
It was.
Wood showing her experience right there by
Wood
finishing.
And misses the free throw to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way. So Clay County back with the ball after Ashok pulls in the rebound. 8 points the lead for the Lady Dogs. Buford, left wing. Dribbles back. Kicks to Ashok in the corner. Bella cross court to Upton. Now back to Abby Head out top. Upton right wing. Back to Abby. Now Burchett free throw line. Takes the jumper. No good. Rebound Ashok. Bella with it. Has it taken away, though, by Ali Amanette. She dishes off to Emmy Lowe. Lowe passes ahead to Reeder. Kicks it to Wood. She fires a three right wing. No good. Rebound Ashok. Bella pulling down a lot of boards. The sophomore dishes ahead to Buford. Her classmate, now inside the junior, Riley Burgett. Power move, they say she traveled. So Pickett coming back with the ball, 2:49 mark, second quarter. Clay County 23, Pickett County 15.
Burgett going to get a breather right here with those two fouls, Daniel, as Jenkins checks back in for her.
Buford, Jenkins, Ashlock, Upton, and Head on the floor for Clay County. Shayla Wood drives into the paint. Her shot blocked. Now, Bella Ashlock, Abby Head picks it up. Full head of steam the other way. Gets to the rack and does not score. Misses the layup. Rebound Jenkins.
Oh.
Eliza dishes off to Abby Buford.
Big rebound by Eliza there.
It was. Buford shot blocked, but she was fouled. So, Hallie at the line to shoot two as Izzy Hale comes to the scores table for the first time tonight. As we mentioned before, Clay County's won the two prior meetings this year.
Right.
They have won three straight in this series. Going back to last year's district semifinal. Buford hits the first. Misses the second. Rebound Reeder. Reeder with it. Dishes to Lowe. Bow across the timeline, sets up a right wing, shoots from right block, misses the shot, got her on the rebound, put back no good. Abby Head pulls it down. Abby Head wanting to go all the way. Shots up, no good, and she was not fouled. It should have been fouled. Tompkins got a whole lot of Abby Head's arm. If the Clay County fans had the view we did of that one, Thomas, they'd still be booing.
Yeah, they would be, Daniel. Fortunately, Clay County back in possession right here.
Abby Head inbounds, gets to Jenkins, now back to Abby. Kicks to Buford, three-pointer, top of the key.
Yeah.
Second three-pointer for Hallie Buford tonight. The Lady Dogs shooting it good from behind the arc, giving them a 12-point lead, 27-15. Reeder inside, shot no good.
Nice defense by Izzy Hale right there in relief of Burchett, Daniel. Reeder couldn't hardly stand the length of Hale.
Jenkins with it. Playing patiently. Clay County with a 12-point lead. Minute 35 and ticking in this first half. Big elimination contest, and they say that Hallie Buford traveled. And,
traveled?
You're
just standing there.
Yeah, I can't explain how you travel when you don't move your feet. Timeout has been taken here. Minute 32 left in the second quarter. Pickett going to have the ball when we come back from break. But Clay County has a 12-point lead, 27-15.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pin to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Back here live, Region 4A semifinal. Clay County up 27-15. Pickett County with the ball. Minute 25 left in this second quarter. Ella Kate Keesley. Somebody at least on Pickett call for a charge. Reader?
Call a charge on Reader, I believe. Yeah, 44.
Hale kind of got her frustrated. Had her covered her up on defense the last time down, and they were battling down there. And I don't know if she threw an elbow or just got a little frustration foul there against Hale.
First personal for Reader. Clay County back with the ball after the offensive foul. Jump shot, Ashlock.
Good.
Big time shot for a big time player, the sophomore. Smooth on that one. Minute 5 left in this first half. 29-15. Clay County a 14-point lead. Hoping to go on to Wednesday night's region title game and a guaranteed appearance in the Class A sectional if they can win tonight. Amonette with it. Gives back the low. Back to Amonette. Pickett County has no offensive identity right now.
No.
Reader, three-pointer, right corner, no good. Rebound. Keesley gives back to Reader. Swings to low. She fires a three left wing. No good. Rebound, Ashlock. Battle with it. Puts it on the floor. Crosses the timeline.
Pull it out. Take a lesson.
Dishes over to Buford. Now Jenkins. 25 seconds. Jenkins in a trap. Gives Dizzy Hale. Hale kicks the head. Back to Jenkins. Clay County wanting to play for the last shot. Pickett's pressure not letting them. Buford inside. Shot up.
Good take, Cap.
10 seconds left in this second quarter, and it's ticking. Low with it. Crosses the timeline. Drives inside, shot up, no good, blocked by Bella Ashlock. A huge defensive play, desperation three at the buzzer.
All right.
By Hadley Buford, no good. This first half is ended, and it's been all Clay County. The Lady Dogs, 31. The Lady Bobcats, 15.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. El Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, here for the Girls Region 4A Semifinals at East Robertson High School in Cross Plains, Tennessee, where I can happily tell you that Clay County is leading Piggott County 31-15 here at intermission in this elimination contest. The winner here not only earns a chance to win a region title, but also a sub-state sectional berth coming up this weekend. So big game here for Clay County and Piggott County. Winner goes on and the loser goes home. And so far, the Lady Dogs are looking like they're poised to win with a 16-point lead here at halftime. For Piggott County, it's all about the freshman point guard, Amy Lowe. She's got 11 points to lead the Lady Bobcats here at halftime. Callie Reeder has two, and Shayla Wood has 2 points. For Clay County, a multitude of players on the board, including Cherokee Upton, the senior, came in the second quarter and made 2 huge 3-pointers. Bella Ashlock, she's also come off the bench and affected the game. A big shot, 2 block shots already. She's got 2. Abby Head, 4 points so far. Eliza Jenkins has 3. Briley Burchett, 7 points. Most of those coming in the first quarter. And Hallie Buford is leading the way for Clay County. She's got 9, including 2 threes, all coming in the second stanza. So Clay County distributing the wealth here, as everyone that's hit the floor so far tonight is playing very well. And they lead by 16, 31-15 here at East Robertson High School. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge on the Papa Real Body Shop Halftime Show, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches. Because at Subway, fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So here is tonight's Subway Tribute Challenge question. Everybody's eligible except for Lester Bowles. Congratulations to him. He won the Tribute Challenge on our last broadcast the other night. So here is tonight's question. In 1992's region semifinal, head coach Joe Sims faced an opponent that he had met on 17 prior occasions and never beaten. Already that year, there had been 2 1-point losses, 49-50 and 61-62, to this team, before carrying a strong 25-5 record into a region semifinal third meeting and finally getting over the hump with a 57-52 win that paved the way to the Lady Dogs' first appearance in the state championship game. Who was the opponent that they eliminated in 1992's region semifinal game? So not the most difficult of questions we've ever asked, but that's a cool story, you know, and we'll talk more about it in a minute. We can't really talk about it now because it might give it away. But I'm going to read that one more time. Remember, if you think you know the answer, please send in your response to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. We have a guess of Red Bull and Springs. That is incorrect. I'm going to read this one more time. In 1992's region semifinal, head coach Joe Sims faced an opponent that he had met on 17. I'm not going to keep reading it because Sam Daniels saved me. Sam Daniels gets it right. He says Clark Range. So we're going to take this last little second or two before this third quarter gets going. Coach Sims, they were back-to-back state champs, 90 and 91. They beat you twice that year by 1 point. They beat you 17 straight games before that. How good did it feel to knock off Coach Rogers?
It felt about as good as it could feel at that point.
I mean, probably felt similar to almost a state title.
Almost. It was big to finally beat them.
We've got Sam's address. Congratulations, Sam. You'll be getting another certificate in the Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of local owners Greg and Melissa Branagh and local Subway. Third quarter opens up nice so far for the Lady Bobcats. It was Reeder inside that in the bucket. The teams have switched ends of the floor. Clay County working at the hoop to our right during this second half of play.
Coach Smith starting off in the man defense here, Coach. He's got to come out and guard in the second half, doesn't he?
Yeah.
A big lead at the half, 16-point variety for Clay County. Already it's been cut to a 14-point lead, 31-17. Burgey with the ball, kicks to Buford. Buford inside, scores. Hallie Buford, a nice running layup. Banked it off the glass. Pickett coming the other way. Go with it out top, 33-17, the score. Kiesling with it, actually coming in. Has it taken away by Burchett. Burchett to Zoe Hayes. Hayes across the timeline to Abby Head. She drives baseline. Layup, no good. She was fouled. Abby going to go to the line. Clay County, of course, made it all the way to the state Final Four last year before being eliminated by eventual state champs Loretto. We're at Ogone now. They're in double A ball. And I believe tearing it up. Probably the number one team in double A.
Yeah, and also state runner-up, Summertown, also moved up to double A, Daniel. And I think Coach Sims mentioned it before. They're kind of battling it out for double A, too.
They are. Abby hit good on both of those free throws, making it 34-17. Another steal. Abby Head takes it away from Peggy County. Abby passes ahead to Hadley.
Yeah,
Hadley shot
yeah.
good. Clay County just pouring it on the Lady Bobcats. 36-17. Shayla Ward. She's called for a charge. Listen to that crowd. A great turnout for this region semifinal game. Folks
well,
making the hour and a half trip.
Talking about what Brent would try to do, but he come out pressing immediately, and he is. You know, that's going to give us opportunities to score, and we just get it down there.
Ball knocked out of bounds on the inbound play. Emmy Lowe swatted it away. Clay came to try it again. Worked into Burchett. Bradley ahead to Eliza. Eliza across the timeline into the front court. Resets the offense. 6-10 and ticking. Third quarter. Clay County with a healthy 19-point lead. 36-17. Burchett baseline. Kicks to Jenkins. Eliza shot from left block. No good. Rebound low. The freshman, Emmy Lowe, across the timeline, into the paint, shots up, no good. She's struggling tonight ever since that initial 8 points she had in the first quarter. Rebound, Zoe Hayes. Passes to her classmate, Eliza Jenkins, and you've kind of seen a bit of a shift here. Even when Hayes is in the game, sometimes Jenkins runs the point.
Yeah, she's really become a calm, cool ball handler for Clay County, especially in big moments late in the game.
Abby Head kicks the baseline pass to Hadley Buford, 3-pointer from left corner, no good. Rebound by Piggy County Reserve that I don't know the name of. Ada Kate Keith, but I know her name. She knocks down a triple from left wing, making it a 16-point difference. Clay County 36, Piggy County 20. Clay County shot the ball very well from 3-point in the first half of play. Helped build that big 16-point halftime lead. Burchett one-on-one against Reeder. Backs it out, gives to Abby Head. Abby aggressively down the right side of the lane, floating layup, no good. Rebound Emmy Lowe. Lowe across the timeline, passes ahead to Kiesland. Kiesland back to Lowe. Lowe scores from right off. Good ball handling. And Coach Smith, right when he's feeling the momentum, a timeout taken by head coach Matt Walker. 36-22, 14 points the lead for Clay County. 4:43 mark, third quarter.
Signs. This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Coming out of this timeout. Piggott County battling back into this lead a little bit. Coach, we're still up by 14, though.
Well, we are. We just need to get good shots.
Clay County works it in. Bella Ashok with it. Bella got across the timeline on the 4-4 Clay County. Along with Ashok is Bradley Burchett. She passes inside to her. Bradley shot no good. Got on rebound. Kicks it out to Buford. Now to Head. Head drives inside. Decides to reset. On the floor, as I was saying, for Clay County, Head, Zoe Hayes, Burgett, Buford, and Ashoff. Head with it. Down his baseline. Shot up. No good. It was actually blocked by Reeder. Loose ball picked up by Amy Lowe. Lowe passes ahead to a teammate. It's Tompkins. She scores for our block. 12 points now the difference. Clay County may have got a little too comfortable there. Abby Head back into the front court. Her running layup no good, but they say she's fouled. Abby going to go to the line to shoot. Coach Walker coaching in his fourth region semifinal game. He's 3-0 so far in this particular round. Coach Sims, you coached in 19 of these big games, 14-5 record. Pretty good round for you.
We used to get pretty good if we get this far.
Head hits the first one. These teams have only met twice in region semifinal action. Those coming in 2004 and 1991. Met a lot in the postseason, but just twice in this round.
Yeah.
Head hits the second one, making it 38-24. Three-pointer taken and hit. That's number 32. I don't even have a 32 on my roster. We'll call her the mystery Bobcat, and she scores. Great shot. I hope she don't shoot any more of them.
Yeah, they found a stroke here in the third quarter.
Hattie Buford going to the line to shoot two.
Shot.
First one's good.
We need to make all these free throws.
It's a spot Clay County as a team has been pretty good from. Looking at team numbers. As Buford hits the second on the season, Clay County is a team, a 66% shooting free throw team. Three-pointer taken a miss by Keys and rebound Jenkins. Another big rebound by the senior. She works into the front court. Gives off to Buford. Now back to Eliza. Now inside to Bradley. Power move. Shot up. No good. Bradley having to battle through a lot of contact. And now Eliza Jenkins doing a nice job reaching in. And Tyron County Reader up for the loose ball. Possession arrow in favor of Clay County.
Bradley's shooting him just a little high off the board. She's missed 2 or 3 like that tonight.
3:21 mark of this third quarter. 13 points to the difference. Clay County 40. Piggott County 27. We killed them in the second quarter. Thomas had us for 21, them for 7. So Piggott trying to have a better quarter here in the third. Ball's inbounded to Burchett at right wing. Bradley under defense from that mystery Bobcat. Gets past her, dishes off the head. She scores from right wing. Abby Head with two more. Piggott County quickly in transition. Shayla Wood into the paint. She draws a foul. Wood going to go to the line to shoot two. They call it against Ashlong, I believe. Yes, Bella Ashlong picks up her first. And Wood hits the front end. Has another one coming. Ashlock checks out. Cherokee Upton back in on the floor with Upton are Buford, Jenkins, Burchett, and Head.
This one.
Wood misses that second free throw. Jenkins the rebound. Works to Burchett. Now Abby Head wide open layup.
Get out of there.
That's the way to beat a press.
Yeah, well, they forgot to guard her. Didn't have anybody back, really.
Piggott County back with it. Aminette right wing. Gives to Lowe in the corner. She drives baseline against Buford. Buford turns her away. Nice shot. Oh. She falls to the floor. Burchett with the ball. Jump ball call. Good defensive effort by Clay County there. Piggott County works it in. Aminette out top.
Oh.
Kicks to Wood. Gets away with a travel. That's not Wood. It's Lowe. I'm sorry. Emmy Lowe with it right wing. Drives inside. Foul going to be called on the floor.
I don't know. I hope it's on the floor. I think it is.
Did she make that shot?
Yeah, she
okay,
did.
So they gave it to her.
Yeah, they did.
So she's at the line to try to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way in a 14-point contest. After Emmy Lowe hits the bucket, free throws away and good. So now a 13-point difference, Clay County 44, Piggott County 31. On the floor for Clay County, Upton, Burchett, Buford, Head, and Jenkins. Eliza with it in a trap, dribbles out of it, kicks to Burchett, pass stolen by Sugar Wood. Layup opportunity, good. The Lady Bobcats on the run. A timeout taken by Clay County here, 30-second variety. We have an 11-point contest in this big Region 4A semifinal elimination round. 44-33, Clay County leads.
winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here live, 2:14 left from East Robinson High School in this third quarter between Clay County and Piggy County. Lady Dogs with the ball. They beat the pressure. Abby heading the front court. Going to dribble out behind the arc. Reset things. Clay County up by 11. 44-33. Credit Piggy County with tenacious defense here in this third quarter. Battling back into it. Ashlock inside.
Good.
Shot. Good. She split a pair of Lady Bobcats to get to the hoop. Emmy Lowe, the other way, running floater, no good. Rebound's only Hayes. Hayes with it, crosses the timeline, gives to Burchett. Bradley into the paint, shot up. Ooh, no good. Rebound's only Hayes.
Yeah.
Hayes has it taken away by Lady Bobcat, and a jump ball call. Possession arrow in favor of Clay County. Minute 36 mark, third quarter. Lady Dogs up by 13, 46-33. Hayes inbounds to Ashlock. Shot. Ooh, no good. Rebound's only Hayes. Gives to Abby Head. Abby drives. Lays it up from right by.
Good.
Back to a 15-point lead. Minute 25 left in the third. Emmy Lowe gives to Aminette. Three-pointer left wing. No good.
Pull it.
Rebound by Lowe by Woods. She's playing like a senior who's on borrowed time here. Having a good second half, knowing that if the Lady Bobcats lose this one, it's her last game as a high school basketball player. She's fouled going to the line to shoot two. She's had a good career for Coach Smith up there at Pinky County.
She had one real big game against us last year up there. Had 20-something.
Hits the first free throw. Second one's away, also good. They wave it off, a lane violation. They say that Shava stepped on the line. Coach, you mentioned things we haven't seen called all year. That's something else.
Yeah, you don't see that very often.
So Clay County back in possession here. 14 points to lead, 48-34. Bella Ashlock with it, left wing. Hayes out top, minute 5 and ticking. Third quarter. Abby Head with it now. Clay County playing slow. Wanting a good look. Here's a good look.
Well, yeah,
that
yeah.
Great assist from Riley Burchett. Finding her teammate Hallie Buford wide open at right block. Three-pointer. Shanglewood, left corner. No good. Rebound off the fingertips of Reeder. Bella Ashlock there finding her for it. And it goes off of Reeder. So Clay County taking over here. 16-point lead. That's how the quarter started with a 16-point lead.
Need to hold for the last, unless we get something wide open, and we might do that the way they're pressuring.
Hayes with it across the timeline. Wants a bucket. Shots up, no good. Rebounded by Wood. Wood the other way. Into the front court. Pulls up. Free throw range jumper, no good. Rebound, Ashlock. Dishes off to Abby Head. Abby with it.
Hold it out.
Across the timeline. Puts on the brakes. 25 seconds and ticking. Going to play for the last shot if we can. 50-34. Lady Dogs up by 16.
Clay County kind of weathered the Piggy County storm here, Daniel, in this third quarter. You know, the pressure got to them. They cut it down to almost single digits. Clay County's got it back out to where they were when the quarter started.
Down to 3 seconds. Hayes with it. Now ahead. She fires a three in the buzzer.
Yeah!
Perhaps foreshadowing of the outcome of this one. As the third quarter buzzer sounds, Abby Head, a desperation three-pointer from right wing, puts Clay County in front by 19, 53-34, Region 4A semis.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
with Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Are you looking?
Back here live for the final 8 minutes of this contest, Clay County with a healthy 19-point lead, 53-34. Pickett County with a basketball. In the low right wing, gives to Reeder. Swings it to Amanette. Now back to low. She's defended by Cherokee Upton, opening up the corner for Clay County. Cherokee Upton, Zoe Hayes, Isabella Hale, Eliza Jenkins, and Bella Ashoff. Reeder inside, stripped of the ball. Goes out of bounds off the fingertips of Easy Hale. Good defense. Coach, it's strange. At times we'll see a touchy foul, and at other times they're really going to bang.
Yeah.
Pick it on them, man. Wood in the paint. Shot up good. 53-36 now. Clay County up by 16. No, my math's wrong. 17.
Yeah.
7:15 and ticking. Jenkins out top. Eliza with it. Works to the left. Gives the Easy Hale. She gives off to Abby Head. Definitely no need to rush anything here.
No.
But Shayla Wood is going to press the issue. She steals it and lays it in. I've been very impressed with the play of the senior, particularly here in the second half for Pickett County. Timeout taken. We'll go ahead and stay on there. It's only a 30-second timeout. So if Clay County can hang on and win this thing, currently they lead 53-38. They earned the opportunity to play two more. Wednesday night's girls' championship game. That'll tip off at 7 o'clock from here at East Robertson against the winner of Redbourne Springs and Gordonsville, who play after this. And it also guarantees a sub-state contest that we know will come down to one of four opponents that are still alive right now, that being Copper Basin, Van Buren, Whipple, or Sale Creek. So kind of a two-for-one in the semis, Coach, as far as getting to keep playing. Fifteen points to the lead for Clay County, 53-38. Hayes across the timeline, and she dribbles off her foot. No, they say it was kicked by Pickett. A big break there. The Pickett faithful didn't like it. I understand. From our vantage point, it looked like it went off of Hayes' foot. Zoe the inbound, though, fortunately. Works it in to Abby Head. Her shot from that block, good. Abby Head up to 18, if I believe I heard Thomas correctly a few minutes ago with that bucket. Allie Amanette, left wing, inside the Reeder, back out to Amanette, three-pointer looks true, it's not, bangs up the front of their iron, rebound Ashoff. Bella getting close to 10 rebounds, has to be. Buford with it, right wing, 6:25 and ticking, fourth quarter. Pickett County getting short on time here. The Lady Dogs lead them by 17 points, 55-38. Burgett, right side of the lane, scores.
Back to 19.
Pickett County now. Going to have points on every trip. Low with it. And it may be a little early for that comment, but they're going to have some here.
Yeah, they're going to have to score a bunch.
Kinsland misses the three ball. Rebound Buford. She gives to Hayes.
We just don't turn the ball over. You know, it's going to be hard for us to lead.
Lead by 19. Burchett out top. She's a good ball handler. Inside the Ashok. And a turnover here.
Yeah.
Bella never got possession of it. Abby, I mean, that tired her up. Abby Buford taking it back away. And she scores biggest lead of the night, 21 points.
Kind of got lucky there.
Things just going the black, purple, and gold way here down the stretch. Aminette with it. Gives to Reeder at left elbow. She fires a long two. No good. Rebound Ashlock. Bella gives to Hayes. And we can really slow down if we want to here, leading by 21. 5:15 left in this fourth quarter.
They just run that weave out front. They're going to get a lane to the basket for a layup.
So the first time we play them, Coach, at their place, we win by 7, 50-43. The next time at our place, we win by 17, 64-47. Right now, we're leading by 21. Each time we met them, the margin's grown bigger.
And I think that's more about us getting better as the season's went than anything. And I can see so much improvement in this team.
Yep.
From start to now.
Pickett County back with the ball, Thomas. We haven't let you talk a lot. We can't hear you hardly down here. We're kind of away from you. What happened on the Clay County end? Is the Reader adds a bucket for Pickett?
I'll be honest with you. I was trying to add something up there, Daniel. Didn't really see what happened on the Lady Dog end, but Reader putting in two for Pickett County. Clay County just got to be deliberate here. You know, we're ticking down under 5 minutes. They got this big lead, and they have to take care of the ball, which they didn't on that possession.
Ella Kate Keesum with a steal. Passes ahead to Shaggle Wood. Wood into the paint. She's fouled. Shaggle Wood, the senior, going to go to the line to shoot two. 4:21 mark of this fourth quarter. Clay County still leading by 19, 59-40.
Yeah. We just don't need to be sloppy when we got the ball. That's a pass down there. It shouldn't have been made a minute ago.
Clay County High School cheerleaders and their sponsor, Stephen and Lana Chilwood, have also made this hour-and-a-half trip to East Robertson. They're led by seniors Anna Ray Collins, Zoe Seaver, and Tamara Smith, joined by sophomores Bethany Becker, Brooklyn Becker, Allison Collins, Candy Devanna, Chloe Graves, Laney Haynes, and Jalen Strong. As Wood knocks down the second after also hitting the first. And we're back to a 17-point game. 4:15 left in the regulation here. Clay County 59, Pickett County 42. Abby Head with it at left wing. Just going to hold the ball, make Tompkins come out and guard her. She finally does. Swings to Burchett. Now Hayes, three-pointer.
Whoa! Woo!
Zoe Hayes knocks down a triple. I thought Abby Head's three-pointer at the end of the third was the nail in the coffin. Surely Hayes is here, 3:45 left is. 62-42, a 20-point lead for the Lady Dogs. Coach, what about the outside shooting tonight?
We haven't shot too many, but well, we've hit a good percentage.
Yeah.
Cherokee's hit two.
Buford's hit two.
Buford's hit two, and Abby hit that one.
Abby, yeah.
Hit one. I bet we've hit 50% probably.
And timely ones too, the end of a quarter. Right then when Pickett had a little momentum to kind of put a stopper into things. Kathy Reeder at the line shooting free throws. Hit her first one. Making it 62-43. Second one's away by Reeder. Also good. 18 points the advantage for Clay County. And 6th-year head coach Matt Walker. 3:40 and ticking. Zoe Hayes with it. Crosses the timeline. Going to force the Lady Bobcats to come out and press the issue. Shayla Wood comes out to the defender. She gets past the hips to Burchett. Shot up. Good.
Yeah.
Bradley Burchett scores from left lock. 20 points to lead now. And time is getting thin. 3:20 and ticking. Bradley Burchett a steal. Gives to Jenkins. Now Eliza, the senior. The most veteran player on this team in terms of minutes played in her career. Fitting that she has it here towards the end of this big region semifinal. She gives off to Abby Head. Now Buford. We see Maddie Hayes, Izzy Hale, and Cherokee Upton at the scores table waiting to check in as Abby Head fires a three-pointer in and out. No good. Rebound Tompkins for Pickett County. Official timeout for substitutes.
Well,
what about that?
Oh, he put his little ones in, too, so, yeah, that's a good move.
2:52 left in this one. Kendall Matthews checks in. Lacey Wicks, Cherokee Upton, Izzy Hale, and Madison Hayes. Starters also have checked out now for Pickett County. The white flag has been flown by head coach Brent Smith. And, Thomas, we're looking at reserves for both squads. Clay County going to move on to the Region 4A title game. It's going to be right here at East Robertson Friday night. Not Friday night, Wednesday night for girls. Tips at 7 o'clock. They'll play the winner, Red Bull and Gordonsville. But what a huge thing to come into that advance.
Yeah, I agree. Huge win for Coach Walker here and this Lady Bulldog team. These seniors really stepped up tonight, I thought, for Clay County. You know, Zoe Hayes, Liza Jenkins, and Cherokee Upton. Yeah, they may not have the most points on the board, but across the board, they led this team, and their younger players kind of brought it home for them. What a performance tonight, Coach Sims.
Been great. 2:05 and ticking, fourth quarter. Upton with it right wing inside to Maddie Hayes. She puts the shot up. Ooh, did not fall. Rebounded by Pickett County's number 23, Camry Connor. Connor with it. Comes back into the Lady Bobcat front court. Dishes off to Kylie Aaron. Back over to Connor. Now back to Aaron. The dish to Threet in the right corner. She dishes inside to Tompkins. Her shot up and good. Also, she drew a foul, so going to go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. Freshman Landry May and Jada Banks come to the scores table to check in. 64-46. Listener Rob Weir just sending in a message. He heard us mention East Robertson a minute ago. He thought this game was taking place in Livingston. Made the comment that he's glad he didn't drive over there tonight. He'd show up to an empty gym.
Yeah, been a lot easier to drive to Livingston than that, but if you can win, I'll drive wherever I have to drive.
Absolutely. Minute 35, Tompkins did not complete the three-point play, or did?
Did not, Daniel.
Okay. 64-46, Clay County leading by 18. Maddie Hayes with it, left block, shots up, good. The sophomore adding a bucket. Clay County's boys, of course, in action here at East Robertson High School tomorrow night as they take on Gordonsville in a Region 4A semifinal match. Another contest that Clay County swept the opponent both of the times in the regular season. Coach Sims, any thoughts on that boys' one tomorrow night against Gordonsville?
Well, they played us really close down there. You know, it was like a two-point game about a minute to go. Then we beat them a little better at our place, but
probably should be all right as long as we play good.
I think so, yeah.
Higgins County with it. Three-pointer taking a miss.
They're pretty battle-tested. You know, they've been in a lot of games this year where they've led or been behind, and you'll have to outscore people in the last quarter. And, you know, I think it'd be hard for Gordonsville to beat us.
Clay County taking back over here, 45 seconds and ticking. Well, if you had what's thoughts about the opponent Wednesday night? Who do you like in that Red Bull and Gordonsville game?
Well,
the Red Bull.
Yeah, you got to go with Red Bull. And I mean, I'm not saying Gordonsville couldn't win, but you know, you like this game here, you kind of go by history and everything. You say, well, everybody don't want to play Pickett, but you know, lately I think Red Bull's been playing better than Pickett.
We've won three straight against
them. So I thought, well, you know, we probably got the easier of the two between them and Red Bull, because Red Bull's playing pretty good right now. You know, they played us a pretty tough game, that last game. We finally ended up beating them, what, 10 or 12 or 8 or something? But a lot closer this game's been.
Oh, it has. This one got 25 seconds left in regulation. Macy 3 did the free throw line, shooting a couple free throws. Hits them both, I believe, making it 48-66. Clay County leading now pretty healthily. 18 points the margin, 20 seconds and ticking. Kendall Matthews is going to be called for the travel. So Pickett taking back over for likely the final possession. Joining Matthews on the floor are Andrew May, Madison Hayes, Lacey Wicks, and Jada Banks. Pickett with it, passed inside. The Clay County cheerleader starting the clap down there. It's Landry May, blocks a shot off the fingertips of Camry Connor, knocking it out of bounds. 6.6 seconds left, the inbound. Ava Keesland knocks down a three-pointer. Too little, too late for Pickett County. This one goes final. Clay County 66, Pickett County 51. The Lady Dogs move on to Wednesday night's Region 4A championship game. They'll be playing the winner of the upcoming contest between Gordonsville and Redbone Springs. We're going to go to break here, play a few ads, come back and do the Farm Bureau postgame show, starting off with the Eco Panel Lady Dog Round.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181.
Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Lady Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution for tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau postgame show. Clay County's ladies now 24-4 on the season with their big win tonight. They advance on to Wednesday night's championship contest. We're going to go ahead now and do the Lady Dog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Well, guys, this is a great performance by Clay County. You know, Pekin County really wasn't in this game except for early on. And then Clay County flexed their muscles with a 10-0 run to kind of gain control. And then they put it away in the second quarter to lead by 16. It's hard to pick one player that kind of got there. Led by 16 at the half. Pekin County made a run with some pressure in the third, cut it to 12, but that's as close as they got, Coach. Clay County weathered that storm and kind of flex her muscles down the stretch.
Yeah, I was just really impressed with the way we played tonight. You know, other than our start of the game, Lowe drove in there and hit three layups and another shot. And, you know, we started, got going. The game was over pretty much. I mean, right. You never feel like it's over till it's over. But, you know, we got it out to 8, 10, 12, 15. Then we was out to, what, 15 or 16 at halftime. And had it out to 21 at one time. But, I just like the way this team's playing. You know, we're playing so much smarter than we did at the first of the year. We're rebounding good. We're making shots out on the floor. We're hitting most of our layups around the basket. I just don't see anybody beating us, you know. So we hit the state, you know. I think we got a good shot. I really do.
Well, we kind of proved that tonight against a solid Pekin County team. You know, they've beat a lot of good teams this year, but they haven't beat the Lady Dogs.
No. You know, they... They may have been like Clark Range better early in the year. I think as the year went, people, I don't know, figured them out or whatever. But, you know, if we'd have played them early, they might have got us. But we didn't play them after Christmas.
That's true.
Know, luckily. And the first game was, you know, pretty close. Next one wasn't near as close. And tonight wasn't as close as that one. So,
right.
You know, I just really impressed with our play tonight.
For Pickett County, Macy 3 came in and made a three-pointer. Ava Kiesling did also with three. Kylie Aaron, two. Kaylee Tompkins, four. Callie Reeder ended up with 10 points, or 8 points, 2, 4, 6, 10 points tonight. Yeah, Ella K. Kiesling, 3. Shayla Wood, the senior, ended up with 12, and they were led by the freshman, Emmy Lowe. And as I look across this, Coach, you know, not a whole lot of outside shooting for Pickett County tonight either. Went to the zone, but they were kind of hesitant to pull the trigger.
Well, I said before, if you play your zone right, you're not going to give up a whole bunch of outside shots. You know, a lot of people think, well, somebody's playing a zone, you just stand up there and shoot threes all day. But if you're keeping your matches like it's supposed to be and shading to the shooters, you know, you can guard it as well as can a man most of the time. Cause, I mean, I played zone probably 90% of my coaching career. And you know, we adjusted every game. But, you know, there's ways to play a zone and not give up a load of threes.
And they played that to perfection tonight, Daniel.
Yes, sure did.
Leamington, you know, Pickett County's attack. And they outscored them 66 points here. So a high-scoring game for Clay County. Madison Hayes had 2 points. Cherokee Upton just 6, but they were huge. They came in that second quarter run. Big shots for the senior. Bella Ashlock, 4 points tonight. You talked about her block shots and her rebounding. Played really well. Zoe Hayes, a three-pointer late, handled the ball well throughout this game. Eliza Jenkins, she had 3 points tonight, but also, like Ashlock and Hayes, contributes in so many other ways, rebounding and handling the ball. Riley Burchett, solid outing tonight, 11 points in the paint. And then two in high double figures, guys. Abby Head finished with 18, 14 of those coming in the second half, and then Hallie Buford leading the way with 19. That's pretty solid, Coach, when you got two close to 20.
Yeah, guards.
And three in double figures.
Yeah. Well, if you said it, well, last 3 or 4 years, if you get three in double figures and a couple of them up around 20, you know, you're going to win most games. You know, you score 55 to 60 in girls' games. That'll win you practically all of them, you know.
We saw it tonight. Folks, that's been the Lady Dog Wrap-Up brought to you by Beco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Dayblog Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. We'll go ahead right now and announce tonight's TDS top performer from the contest. Lots of great performances to choose from tonight, Thomas.
Yeah, there were. You know, Head and Buford both. The scoring leaders, but every player to hit the floor played great for Clay County tonight. But I think you got to go with Hallie Buford tonight. She kind of was that driving force behind that second quarter push that pretty much put this one away before halftime. She made 2 threes and scored 9 points in that second quarter, Coach, and then had 10 in the second half. This young player is really coming on at the right time.
You know, I've been bragging on her since last year. She couldn't play much, but you know, she's another. She just improved as the year's went. You know, she does other things besides score. She's a really good rebounder. She's big enough she can guard a post inside if she has to. And she steps out, pulls big long arms, and defends out the floor. So,
yeah her defense goes unnoticed,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, she's just a really good player.
One thing I've noticed about her, she's got the confidence to take about any shot on the floor, but at the same time, you don't see her forcing a bunch of junk. If it's not there, she don't take it.
That's good. You know, I hate seeing a player that, you know, forces stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've talked before, you're not going to hit those four shots very often. You know, you take good shots like she does, you'll hit a good percentage of them if you're a good shooter, you know. And like you said, she's pretty smart about her, what she shoots. And she's going to continue to do that, I think, as she grows.
And like you said, just a great player. And I think she's really grown, like you said, in her confidence and with the experience. She's gotten better every game, hasn't she, Coach?
Yeah. You know, there's a few games there she might not score too much, but usually she doesn't shoot a whole lot if she don't score. You know, she'd be working on something else. Somebody else is doing the scoring. But like I've been talking, you know, she don't have to score every night. We got other people to score sometimes.
Right.
You know, her and Abby, one game, in the tournament, the district, they didn't hardly score.
Nope.
Everybody else stepped it up. Bella had like 14, and, you know, so we've got about, you know, seven players that are capable of getting you know, 10 to 20 on a given night. So it just makes another for us, other teams hard to guard us.
And it was Hallie Buford tonight, Daniel.
Tonight's top performer, Hallie Buford, as Thomas just said, brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. We will have boys coverage of region semifinal action tomorrow night. Tip off at 6 o'clock, same place, East Robertson High School. And then on Wednesday night, it's the Clay County ladies playing for region 4A gold and an opportunity to host, if they can win that title, a sub-state game for the first time since 2004 when Coach Sims led in his gym the 2004 edition in a home sub-state game. It would be very nice to see that box get checked off. It's been a generation since it's took place. So, you know, Clay County's ladies going to play the winners Wednesday night of the game that's about to go on here, Redbone Springs and Gordonsville, two teams that they've played collectively five times this year and have not lost to. So it's a great time to be a Lady Dog fan. Next Lady Dogs game, Wednesday night at 7. Final thoughts, guys, before we sign off?
Well, this is a great win for Clay County. We know what they've got ahead of them. And Coach Sims, proud to have you sitting here alongside us.
I appreciate it. I enjoy it.
Folks, for Fletcher Strong, Joe Sims, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wish y'all a good night.